Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 3rd of November, 2007. It's the birthday of the photographer Walker Evans, born St. Louis, 1903. Wanted to be a writer, suffered from terrible writer's block. He said, "I wanted so much to write that I couldn't write a word." Felt like a failure until he picked up a camera one day and realized that he didn't have to create things, he could just capture them. The popular photography of the day was very stylized, so Walker Evans decided to go in the opposite direction, take pictures of ordinary, unpretentious things. He said, "If the thing is there, why, there it is." Photographs storefronts, signs with marquee lights, views from speeding trains and old office furniture and common tools, people in the New York City subways. Especially loved photographing bedrooms, photographing what people had on their dressers and in their dresser drawers. In 1933, the Museum of Modern Art gave him the first one-man photographic exhibition. In the summer of 1936, Walker Evans collaborated with James Agee on a book about tenant farmers in Alabama called Let Us Now Praise Famous Men. Walker Evans, who said, "Stare, pry, listen, eavesdrop, die, knowing something, you are not here long." It's the birthday of the playwright Terrence McNally, born in St. Petersburg, Florida, 1939. Started out writing absurdist comedies. His first full-length play, And Things That Go Bump in the Night, premiered on Broadway in 1965. Spent the next two decades writing a series of plays, had some success, but his next big hit was Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune in 1987. It's the birthday of the humorist Joe Queenan, born in Philadelphia in 1950. He'd been working at manual day labor jobs, loading trucks and selling tennis rackets. When he sat down one day, wrote an essay called 10 Things I Hate About Public Relations, sent it to the Wall Street Journal. They published it. He went on to make a career for himself as a freelance writer. His work collected in books such as Red Lobster, White Trash, and The Blue Lagoon, and Balsamic Dreams, a short but selfish history of the baby boomer generation. Joe Queenan, whose advice to aspiring writers was, don't write until you're 25. Don't write for the high school yearbook. Don't write for the college literary magazine. Don't write that stuff. You never had any experiences. You don't know anything. Just shut up. And it's the birthday of André Malraux, born in Paris, 1901, who was in Asia, witnessed a series of communist uprisings that inspired his first few novels, including Man's Fate, in 1933, went on to fight in the Spanish Civil War. André Malraux, who said, "Youth is a religion from which one always ends up being converted." Here's a poem for today by Philip Dacey, a sonnet about New York City. Still more talk heard in passing on the street. I can't figure out if he's shy, retarded, or gay. Art feeds this town the way cars feed Detroit. Just earning interest is so yesterday. Did you say get or make a porn flick? Hey, a Starbucks. I wonder what it's like to live here. Breathtaking. I hate those kinds of dogs. What are they? I'm not much of an actor, but I love Shakespeare. Liam Neeson lives in our neighborhood. 86th Street is a forgettable stop. The body's an engine. Don't put in fuel that's bad. He's got the money, muscles, broads. I've got zip. It's got to come back to me another way. You really didn't like the Tom Stoppard play? A sonnet by Philip Dacey from the New York Postcard Sonnets, A Midwesterner Moves to Manhattan. Published by Rain Mountain Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.